Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, Text 18. Atmanam Prakriti Swadha. Atmanam Prakriti Swadha. Nidhaya Shreya Apnuyat. Nidhaya Shreya Apnuyat. Rāgya tathā prakṛtayo, rāgnya tathā prakṛtayo, naradeva hitādayaha, naradeva hitādayaha, ātmānam, himself, prakṛtiṣu, under the seven royal elements, Adha, directly, Nidaya, placing, Shreya, ultimate happiness, Apnuyat, may obtain, Ragnya, by the king, Tatha, so also, Prakritayaha, the dependent royal elements, Naradeva, O King, Ahita Adayaha, offering wealth and other items. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, O Lord of humanity, when a king directly depends upon his associates and follows their instructions, he is happy. Similarly, when his associates offer their gifts and activities to the king and follow his orders, they are also happy. Purport: the actual happiness of a king and his dependents is described in this verse. A king should not simply give orders to his dependents because he is supreme. Sometimes he must follow their instructions. Similarly, the dependents should depend on the king. This mutual dependence will make everyone happy. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Atmanam prakriti shada nidaya shreya apnayat ragya tata prakritayo naradeva hitadeha. O Lord of humanity, when a king directly depends upon his associates and follows their instructions, he is happy. Similarly, when his associates offer their gifts and activities to the king and follows his orders, they are happy. Hare Krishna. So the main word in this verse is Shreya. Srila Prabhupada speaks about actual happiness of a king. That king can be happy and the citizens can be happy only if there is a mutual cooperation. Because they are dependent on each other. For example, if citizens, they make a riot and big mess in the country, then king cannot be happy. So in one sense, king is also dependent. King without the praja is meaningless. He needs a kingdom, he needs a queen, wealth, and his followers. So in that sense, he is also dependent on his followers. At the same time, he should be a leader. He should control them. So both things are there. He should listen to them, as Srila Prabhupada says, that this is the secret of happiness for the king, that sometimes he must follow their instructions also, the just common people's and ministers' instruction. And at the same time, he has to exhibit his Ishvara Bhav. We know from Bhagavad Gita that one of the qualities of a Kshatriya is Ishvara Bhav. Means that he has to be heavy guy sometimes. And people also like this. We know in management, if there is no decision making, everything is vague, then we don't like, isn't it? If somebody said, like this we will do, then okay, at least something, some decision. So that is Kshatriya's nature. But he is not exploitive. He gives protection also, Kshatra. So both controllership is there, and also protection is there. That is his nature. He gives charity. Kings is very merciful. We can see from Parikshit Maharaj example, Yudhishthir, Ram. They are very merciful. At the same time, they can be harder than a thunderbolt. Very heavy. When Kalipurusha was beating the bull, then Parikshit Maharaj, immediately he was ready to kill him. And when Kalipurusha surrendered, okay. Parikshit was not envious on him particularly. If you do mass, I will punish you. If you are okay, then no problem. So a king has to be sometimes very, very strong and sometimes also diplomatic. We know these four principles of, what is that? Sama, Dana, Veda, and finally, danda. Not sannyas danda, but that one. Heavy danda means punishment. So the first principle is that you, if somebody makes mess in society, try to pacify him somehow or other by pleasing words or by something. If this doesn't work, bribe him. Give some charity. Give him position. Then, okay. If this doesn't work, with the enemy or rebel, then what we do? A king has to divide Veda. He has to give some message in their camp that actually is not, he is actually on our side. So in their camp it becomes dispute inside. Or one has to create some enemy. Usually nowadays people are dissatisfied by nature. So the leaders, what they do, they create a war, because they know if we don't have external enemy, people will attack me. The president knows. They will make a mess in the country. So we need some external enemy, common enemy. So there is a unity in the country. Completely artificial unity. But that is diplomacy. That is politics. So Kshatriya, to one extent, he has to think in that way also. Although Rajarshi, or here in this today's verse, is described that Naradeva, his main, he's very principled, he's dharmic. The main duty of a Kshatriya is to protect the dharma. That is his. Heart. He would rather die than break the dharma. We can see from Mahabharata, even great demons like Duryodhana, they were following their Kshatriya dharma. Nowadays people are so weak, so without any substance, any small difficulty, they will change their mind. But previously Kshatriya is not, he gives a vow, he will follow whatever. He might die. So that is third principle, and fourth, danda. Sometimes Kshatriya, he has to be he has to be heavy in order to make a peace in society. Kshatriya sometimes has to be violent. Nowadays people think non-violence. But Srila Prabhupada was against this idea. Because sometimes not everyone should be violent and unnecessarily violent. But some violence is needed. For example, if somebody breaks into your home and robs you, then if police would come and they would start to preach to you, actually, Prabhuji, you know, they are all jivas. You know, you have to be compassionate, you know. At that time, police should not speak like this. No compassion. They should investigate and punish, isn't it? That is common sense. Generally, we should be compassionate. So today's verse is speaking about Shreya in a mundane sense. How king can be happy in this world. But that was the problem with Chitraketu. Now we are hearing about Chitraketu. He wanted to be happy in this world. He wanted Shreyas, but not ultimate Shreyas. Shreyas means happiness, long-term happiness. Prayas means immediate pleasure. That is like child. Children, they don't think much. They see a toy or a sweet, they immediately want to grab and enjoy. That is prayas, immediate gratification. And Shreyas means long-term. What will happen after a few years? So parents, they are more sober. They know if my kid plays all day, then his future is spoiled. He will not get education. He will not get job. So they are thinking on long term. But ultimately, this is also not Shreyas. Real Shreyas means that one understands who we are, where we are going, and what is my ultimate benefit. Therefore, Chitraketu, even after obtaining his son, Angira told him, your son will be cause of the distress and happiness, Harsh Ashoka. Yeah, no problem. He was thinking in terms of prayers. Anyway, maybe he will be a little disobedient because he will be puffed up, the only boy in the house or something like this. We will accept this boon. But we see that ultimately he was not happy. He had to be smashed by Maya. Then he could hear the ultimate Shreyas. Therefore, if you read in Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto, there is a description how in this world nobody can be fully happy. There is always some disturbance. And even if you go to Swargaloka, ultimately one has to come down when his punya is over. And practically it's described that this world is Dukkalayam. And then one very important verse comes. Tasmat. Starts with Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. So means something came before that. So after understanding that in this world there is no happiness, and even if you go to Swargaloka, there is no permanent happiness. Tasmat gurum prapadye tak jigyasu shreya uttamam. Shreya Uttamam. You should inquire, you should come to Guru, you should approach a spiritual master who is self-realized, who is Tattva Darshi. Tasmat Gurum Prapadyata. One should surrender unto him. And what he should do? Please bless me that I can pass my exam. You know, usually people come to the temple. Swamiji, Ashrivadam. Bless my son that he can pass the exam. Is this the proper way? Proper question? Or I have a back pain. Please advise, Guruji. No, tasmat gurum prapadyata jigyasu shreya uttamam. About the ultimate welfare, about the ultimate benefit in our life, one should inquire. Because that will bring ultimate happiness, eternal happiness. Therefore, spiritual master, He will speak very strongly sometimes, just to wake us up. That is His duty. Guru gives blessings. But what is real blessing of a Guru? Real blessing of a Guru is His instructions. That is the real blessing. That we person changes his consciousness, improves his qualities. That is missing in nowadays in all religions, especially in Hinduism. You can see people are going to the temples. If you go to some days, you go to South India, Tirupati, Srirangam, such a crowd, Vrindavan, such a crowd. But what is missing in the temples? That somebody would give some good guidance to the people. That is missing. People take Charanamrita, take Darshan, take little prasadam, they go home. And what changes in their life? Is there any change? Huh? Again, they will watch TV, drink coffee, aspire for career. They will come to the temple, pray for better career. So, there is no change. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness so that people can take shelter of devotees and the process of devotional service, so that they can really improve, they can aspire for the highest welfare, highest shreyas. Shreyas means ultimate benefit. And what is ultimate benefit? That we understand that we belong to Krishna. That I don't belong here. That my self-interest, my swarth, in Indian languages we have this word, swarth. What is my self-interest? In English we have selfish. But selfish is a little negative word. Swarth can be negative or positive. And usually in spiritual life, it's swarth means, what is my self-interest? What should I do that I can improve, that I can attain paramagati? So what is that? That we understand that we belong to Krishna, and giving pleasure to Krishna, by this I will become happy. By forgetting about myself and giving pleasure to the Lord, that is actually for my benefit. Sometimes people are afraid. Sarva dharmam parityajam mam ekam sharanam raja. You surrender unconditionally. So I will be a loser. If I give to Krishna everything, I will be a loser. But we won't be a loser, because Krishna promised, aham tvam sarva papebo mokshayishyami mashuchaha. Don't worry, I will take care of you. And Krishna is Lakshmipati. He is supremely wealthy and supremely opulent. And Krishna says, okay, let's make a deal. You give to me whatever you have, and I will give to you whatever I have. Let's make joint account. Now, who is the loser and who gets the benefit? Krishna doesn't get anything. You know, if a beggar says, okay, Kotishwara, Kroropati comes, and he said to the beggar, okay, you give to me whatever you have, and I will give to you whatever. We will join. So who gets the benefit? Kroropati or that beggar? Beggar is benefited, isn't it? So it's in our self-interest that we give everything to Krishna. Then we become Krishna's. Then Krishna will take care of us fully. Kshipram bhavati dharmatna shashva chantina gachati. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will never perish. But how this consciousness will arise? Only by hearing from the proper source. That is missing in pure devotees are missing. They are living Bhagavatas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. The devotees are living Bhagavatas. They are going around giving their association. And not only so superficial blessing. Nowadays these bogus swamis, they're just giving smiling and just giving blessings. But they try to improve the condition. They try to improve the consciousness of a conditioned source. So that is Guru's duty. And that is practically every one of us has this duty to act for the welfare of others. Because we have such knowledge, we have positive alternative, that we know that if I give to Krishna, I will not be a loser. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, he was preaching the philosophy, who is the enjoyer and who is the enjoyer? Who is the seer and who is to be seen? This is called Drik Drishya Vichar. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, whatever I have to say, and we know he spoke so much, he wrote so much, whatever I have to say is based on this principle, on this one principle. Drik Drishya Vichar. Who is the seer and who is to be seen? Who is the enjoyer and who is to be enjoyed? Or in Srila Prabhupada was paraphrasing him, his spiritual master, as don't make a Krishna your order supplier. The same principle. Once in Mayapur, the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, then when the curtain opened, there was a darshan of Gandharvika Giridhari. So one disciple, he brought the specs to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so that he can see better the deities. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati rejected this proposal. He said, I am not the seer of their lordships. Actually, devotees, we should act in such a way that devotees should think, how can I develop good qualities? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explained. How can I attract the attention of Krishna so that Krishna will want to see me? That is real darshan, because he is the seer. When we come to the darshan, of course, we see the deities. But actually, devotees, they show themselves to the Lord. He is the actual seer. He is the actual enjoyer. So when one understands this, then he acts in that manner, that my life is meant for Krishna's pleasure, not for my pleasure. That is the real swart. That is real prayojana. That is real shreyas. We are very fortunate because we have a shelter. We have Krishna. Because many people understand that this world is Dukalayam. It's not difficult to understand. It's Kali Yuga. Many people are suffering. If you open newspaper, you don't need to read Shastra. You can understand it's Kali Yuga. It's obvious. It's such a mess. But people don't have solution. I'm preaching in Sri Lanka. There are many Buddhists there. And they understand dukkha. Dukkha. This is their understanding, that this world is dukkha. But they don't have positive alternative. They don't know what to do. I asked one bhikkhu. Bhikkhu means that bhikshu, that their sannyasi, the Buddhist sannyasi, monk. Then I asked, so what is nirvana? When Buddha attained perfection, where he went? What is this nirvana? Their goal is nirvana. They understand that this world is miserable, so they want to attain nirvana. So he said, like a flame. Flame is burning. And then when you extinguish the flame, where flame went? I said, it's gone, you know. Ah, like this. So this is their goal. Just to extinguish your existence. I said, but this is not very attractive, you know. I don't feel attracted by this. It's very cold, you know. Better I'm dog on the street. At least some friends I can have. Or some rasa. No, this world is suffering. So you cannot be fully happy. So they don't have alternative. So recently we gave one our Bhagavad Gita, English Bhagavad Gita, we gave for proofreading into Sinhala language, Buddhist language. So that translator, he is a Sinhala man. So he is a Buddhist, but he already translated our proofread our Ishopanishad. So he's little purified, a little thoughtful already. So I said, so what is your goal? Yeah, we are Buddhist, ne? So Nirvana is our goal. So what means Nirvana? Nirvana means to extinguish yourself. Then I said, you see, according to Bhagavad Gita, we have positive goal. We also understand that this world is miserable. Dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Same like Buddhists. We have this understanding. But we have positive goal. You can have relationship. You can love God. You can live with Him. And it's fully happy, but without misery. Just anandamayo bihasan. And it's eternal. And there is a world where we can go, Vaikuntha Loka. We can go and live there with Supreme Lord after leaving this miserable world. So I said, so isn't this attractive more than this your Nirvana? Would you like to go there? Then he said, if such a place exists, then definitely we would like to go. So they are attracted, but they don't have information, unfortunately. They are just in their own world, Buddhist world. So therefore we have to preach. And to Hindus also. Hindus, they also don't know, isn't it? Superficially they accept reincarnation. And if you say, who are you? Yeah, ultimately, yes, we are Atma. Next birth is there. But practically speaking, they are living just for this, just for prayas, not for shreyas. So therefore, labdvasu durlambam idam bahusambhavante manushyam artadam anityam apihadira turnam yateta napatet anumrityu yavan nishreya saya vishayah kalutarvasasyat. Who knows this shloka? Labdva sudur lambibinam bahusambhavante. Somebody? Prahlad Maharaj. That is in 11th canto. I think that somebody else is speaking. I think Shukadeva Goswami. Nobody knows this shloka? It's very important shloka. You should all memorize this shloka. You can remember labdva sudurlabam idam bahu sambhavante. That we got this human form of life after many, many lifetimes. And it's very rare. It's very rare, and we got it after many, many lifetimes. So therefore, one should take up spiritual life. When? Turnam yateta napatet anumrityuya. Immediately. I think Narada is speaking. When we should take up spiritual life? Swamiji, after 50. Please take Bhagavad Gita. Swamiji, after 50 we will practice. You heard this excuse in book distribution. But this shloka said, when? Turnam yateta napateta numrityuya. Because immediately you should take it up, because any time you can die. Shreya saya vishaya kalu sarvatasya. Because this sense gratification is available to everyone, to animals, to anyone. But you should act for shreyas. And this shloka was written on the wall. In Bhakti Bhavan, in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's home, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati profess that I will quote this shloka till my last breath, till the end of my life. I will quote this shloka. I will preach this shloka. Have you found it? You found this shloka? Labdva sudurlabam. Labdva. 11:9 something. Somebody can find, so you can learn. Very good shloka. So this is giving shelter to others, giving Krishna's lotus feet. So it's our duty to come to Vrindavan, get purified, get the mercy, and then go out in this world. That is Srila Prabhupada's mood. That is Vrindavan mood. That acting only for Krishna's pleasure and giving others, giving Krishna to others in the form of instructions, or in the form of sadhu sangha, in the form of books. Because if people get these books, then they will get perfect association of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, and their lives can change. Although nowadays so many spiritual organizations are there, but they don't have the same message, the same grave message. So Bhakti Yoga is, at the same time, is very, very joyful. Nothing difficult, just chanting, dancing, feasting, associating with devotees. Very joyful process. Kevala Ananda Kanda. And at the same time, it's the most grave thing, the most serious thing. So sometimes people, they cannot figure out, you know. Some, they see devotees dancing in the kirtan like madmen, like wild. Even 60 years old sannyasi, he is like small child dancing. And then kirtan is over, he sits on Vyasas and he is completely grave, like ice. People cannot figure out. Because if you are jolly, then you are very light, lagu. But guru is not lagu. Guru is very heavy. Guru means very heavy. Heavy by knowledge, heavy with instructions, and heavy with his practice. So guru is not a joker. He is not a clown. Guru means very heavy. And at the same time, he is very joyful, because the process of bhakti is very joyful. So let us all become dhira, sober. Think about what is the goal of life and preach about the goal of life. That being happy in this world is not the goal of life. And giving everything to Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, is the real, real shreyas, the ultimate benefit in life. Hare Krishna. If there is any questions, any comments from your side? What do you?
I mean, there's a disagreement with that, because they do not take to Krishna consciousness, they do not take to reading or understanding things in a deep way. That's a different thing. But their understanding and their working towards attaining a better life in the next birth is certainly there, because the understanding of birth and then is certainly there, and Punya Karma is also certainly there. That is why I find that the culture of donating, the culture of, you know, even if, so to say, serving the body, it's very much prominent here. And anybody, even without a deep understanding of religion or philosophy, we find that they come to the temple and they donate. So it is there to some extent, but higher understanding of Krishna consciousness may not be there. So of course, this it's better if we appreciate their understanding of next life and whatever they do.
So then no need for preaching. If you appreciate. That is there, we appreciate. Indian people are, even village people are 100 times better than most sophisticated people in the West. We like Indian people very much. I'm living in Sri Lanka for years, in South India. I learned your language. I speak Tamil. So I don't hate your culture, or I'm not speaking against your culture. But we should understand that even if you are pious, then what is the benefit? What is the benefit? Again you will have to take birth. Again you will have to suffer. And you know, you can just imagine taking birth after 50 years or 100 years in this Kali Yuga. Just imagine. Yeah, it's a hell. And nowadays you see this, they have no understanding of Siddhanta. You ask Hindu people, what's the Hindu philosophy? You ask 100 Hindus and you will get 100 answers. Isn't it? So they don't have clear idea what is Sambandha, what is Abhideya, and what is Prayojana. You ask any, even spiritual people, you ask, what is your position? Who are you? Yeah, we are all here. And what is the process? What is Abhideya? Yeah, to meditate and to love all humanity, to work for good for all humanity. Not clear, very vague. What is your goal? What is your prayojana? What is your goal of your meditation? Yeah, to peace and love and oneness. Very vague. So by this you will not attain paramagati. So therefore, this movement is so important. To get clear idea. It's for their benefit we are speaking. And this punya also is going down and down and down, especially in the cities. People are becoming so, so materialistic, so degraded. So it's a duty of devotees to tell them that this is not enough. It's not enough to be pious. You see, Hindu people are very clever. They can use their philosophy to bypass. You know? Like I was in Paris, I was collecting for prasadam distribution. So I met one gentleman, Indian gentleman. Oh, Swamiji, you know, he was very appreciative. So I showed him album, how we are distributing prasadam in Sri Lanka, you know. Some poor children, war area, some masala, I told him. Oh, very nice, very nice. Then I said, so would you like to give some contribution? Would like to, you know, support a little bit? Yeah, definitely, that is good thing. But you see, Swamiji, donation should not come from here. It should come from here, from the heart, you know. So, you know, God should approve, you know. God should sanction, you know. So then he said, what he says, you know. I have to ask him, you know. So he meditated like this. So he said, next time. Rascal. So many such instances. Ah, 11:29. Homework for you. You've been there? No, no. Can you arrange a visa for me, please? Okay, what we are doing then? For the past few years, I'm there in Batticola. So we are preaching in Eastern Province, where it was war area, Tamil area. So we are distributing books. We have a preaching center there. And now we are also in Colombo. Colombo is the capital. We are starting a base and college preaching. So that means also Sinhala people, little Buddhists we are touching. Not many Buddhists are there, devotees, because completely different manobhava. But it's great potential, unbelievable potential. You cannot believe how much respect they give to sadhus. They have on buses and trains, there is a special seat for sadhus. Behind the driver in the bus, there is a board, reserved for clergy. So even if bus is completely crowded, if I come inside in this dress, immediately they will stand up. They will just jump, you know. And if they don't jump, driver will scold them. Get lost. So they give seats. Sometimes they don't charge the tickets also. I want to give money and they are just pretending. They don't see me. So Tamil people also picked up that mood. They have so much respect for sadhus. So when we go for book distribution, it's not like here, you know, that they kick you out. And everyone is frozen. Even if I come to the bank, you know, everyone is frozen. Swamiji came, you know. You know. I never wait in queue in the bank. Immediately they call, I should sit there and they do all the checks and all this. Because society, I have to sign and all this. And what we did now, we figured out one new technique of book distribution. One devotee, he came to the school and the principal said, now we are busy. Can you come tomorrow? I will call all the teachers together. So then you can introduce the books. Then devotee said, okay. So we came to next day and all the teachers were there. And within 5 minutes, we distributed 40 books, you know, Gita's, Krishna books, just tuk, 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 tuk. So then we thought, why don't we do every day like this? Why we go house to house and so hot, you know, no money, nobody's home, only ladies are at home, you know. We go to school. In our area, we have 300 schools. So we got the list of all the schools, only in one city, 300, in one Mavata. We have 300. So all Sri Lanka, can you imagine? We have for two years work. So what we did now, we are presenting, one devotee goes and asks appointment in the school with the principal that we would like to come and have presentation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And for those who like, they can also purchase. Oh, yeah, okay, come. So they give us some timing. Come tomorrow, 10 o'clock. So all the big van, we come there, we put Bhagavatam set, and Gita, Krishna book, first canto, and science. This is small set. So we are speaking only about Bhagavatam and philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Heavy lecture we give. Heavy dose. Full dose. Inspirational lecture. I speak half in Tamil, half in English, so they are very happy. Then we said, for those who would like to take Bhagavatam set, this comes 15,000 rupees. That is around 7,000 Indian rupees. And then we give one, BBT donated us Yashoda Krishna photo. And we put golden frame. And we said, whoever will buy Bhagavatam set, they will get this Yashoda Krishna photo as a gift, special gift, blessing for your home. And Gita, Krishna book, and science you get free. And then we conclude. So who would like to take? And you don't have to pay. Just at salary time, we will come and collect. Today you just give your name and phone number. And 3 months installments you can take. Only 5, 5, 5. Oh, really? Yeah, and it's blessing for all your parampara, all your family, everyone will get blessed, you know. If you have Bhagavatam home, it's non-different from Mahavishnu. Lakshmi Devi is automatically present. You know, we speak like anything from Janmamrit to Jaravyadi, all suffering you will finish. You read Bhagavatam, we quote few shlokas. So then the people just, they just start to raise, they come to the, and we give the photo, and then they take this selfie, you know, and it becomes big drama there. So sometimes they come in queue. Can you imagine just normal teachers? And it goes like minimum 10 sets, 15 sets, sometimes 30 sets per day. So like 6 months we introduced this, so it's very blissful. And then we said, okay, those who cannot take set, although nobody asked, but I make a drama. So somebody asked me if they can take only one book. Okay, for your benefit, because most intelligent are those who take full set, and they get this free and Yashoda Krishna. But if you cannot take this, then we are giving you option. First canto is Arimugam, it's introduction. And then Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita and science. This is one small set, 2,500, only one installment. This everyone should do. And then everyone else, they just come up and take this small set. Previously, you know, if somebody take 4 books, yeah, one manager took 4 books, you know, it would be like a big issue. Now, 4 books is just useless cases, though. Those who cannot take. So, in such a way, sometimes we distribute 500 books, 600, 700, 1,000 books in one day. Dahabik. So, it's just amazing. It's just so blissful. And another benefit is that we are inside, rain can sun, no problem. And teachers, they will read, they are intellectual. And we give them heavy punch, you know. We said, you are the leaders of society. Yat yat acharati shreshta statate. You have to develop good qualities, you need the spiritual knowledge. The students, they will follow you. You are responsible for all the future of the country. So, oh. And another benefit is that we come as a, you know, we are presenting something. We are not salesmen. When you come door to door or even to school, when you come, you are in inferior position. They are deciding, oh, we don't like or we won't. You know, they are deciding. In this, when we take appointment, we come as a guest. So we are now telling what is good, what is bad. You understand? So dynamics is completely different. We are not... They also feel that we are doing for their benefit. We also tell that this is not business. We are full-time devotees. I'm not getting profit. It's only for you we are doing this. And first time in history, Srimad Bhagavatam is available now in Tamil. First time in history. Nobody has this. So your home will become very blessed. So please read. And another thing, we get the addresses, contact number of the people for further cultivation. So when we have some festival, we call all these teachers. Now for Janmashtami, we will call all of them for the festival. So it's very blissful. You can try in India. India is a little more difficult because so much secularism is there. In Sri Lanka, there is no secularism. Doesn't exist. Everyone is so religious, extremely religious. In schools, they have one of the main subjects is religion. Either Buddhist or Christian or whatever. It's like maths or language. It's one of the main subjects you have to pass. So there is no atheist there. Extremely religious. But just they don't know Siddhanta. They don't know the clear... They don't know the clear... Fine-tuning is needed. Otherwise, as Prabhuji said, they are very pious. Very... Extremely pious. So great scope for preaching. And if you come for visa, you can call me. Some business on Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, I think it's time is over. Short, 1 minute. One thing is that we should obey the spiritual master's order. That is the way. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. Yasya prasadan nagati kutub. Without his mercy, you cannot get mercy of Bhagavan. He will not recognize you. So this is the way. Take the instruction of the spiritual master. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Chitete Kori Aikya. One. His instruction and your heart. One. Arna Kori Homana Ash. I don't know anything else. So this is the way to be recognized by Krishna. Whatever is the result, that doesn't matter. Successful, unsuccessful, doesn't matter. You try to execute the order of your spiritual master. Then your life is perfect. You will attain Shreyas. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.